Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time. Threepenny Mama by Don L. Cracy, Kentucky, USA. The year was 1958, and I was 7 years old when I first met my mama. It's not important how we three children fell into the childcare system, nor how we came to live at that orphanage. Simply stated, the man our birth mother had run off with didn't want to raise three hungry children after she was killed in a car accident. So there we were. I vividly remember holding each sister's hand through a chain-link fence separated on the boys' and girls' sides. It remains important that we three children stayed close. One day, they got us all fixed up and took us to the courthouse to see the judge. To ensure good behavior, the social worker gave me 3 pennies for the gumball machine, if we were good. When we arrived, they walked us right past the gumball machine and, to our great joy, into a room with our biological dad. The judge told me, as the oldest, that if I wanted, we could go with our dad and the new mama he had for us. I looked her over, a large, sweet-smelling, pillowy woman in a flowery dress. I reached into my pocket, pulled out those 3 pennies, and asked her, "If I give you these 3 pennies, will you take care of them?" Somehow, she understood I meant a different kind of question. She replied, "Yes, honey, I will." I turned to the judge and told him we would go with her. For the next 25 years, she cooked and cleaned and slung hash at the Calico Kitchen all night long, only to come to 3 more hungry mouths. She wasn't perfect. I don't know anyone who is. But she raised us and reared us when necessary. Finally, we were all 3 out of the house and married and raising families of our own. Life was good. Then, Dad chose to leave with another woman. We kids were devastated. I wanted to show Mama my support, love, and appreciation for all her gifts and sacrifices. I wrote her a letter and told her that no matter what happened or what anyone else in the world did, she would always be our Mama. To emphasize my point, I taped 3 shiny new pennies into a card and sent it to her. She called. "I don't need 3 pennies to remember you, children. Besides, I still have the first 3. That was 15 years ago. Mama died this spring. We buried her on Good Friday, but because of her, we will never again be motherless children. As we sorted her things out, I opened her jewelry box drawer. There, in a tiny individual plastic bag, lay 3 pennies, dated 1957, 1957, and 1958. I have them in my pocket at this moment. No one will ever make a movie or write a book about her, but to me and my sisters, she is the world's best 3-penny mama."
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.